Welcome, everybody, to the SideQuest podcast. This is our very first episode. Thanks so much for joining us. I will be the moderator for the evening. My name is Eric, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Justin and Jeff. So let's go ahead and do just a round of intros. Who are you? How do we know each other? And why should people give a shit and listen to our podcast?
So I'll just go ahead and start and let Jeff interrupt me.
So basically,
good start.
There we go. So basically,
So I'm Justin. I'm one third of the trio that makes up the SideQuest podcast. I'm super excited to be a part of this with both you two bozos and knuckleheads, and audience listeners for whatever one or two people we have at this first episode. It's going to get a little silly. It's going to get a little rowdy, and it's going to get a little. Well, I think silly does it. I think silly adds some flavor to what we're about to do and get involved with.
Very nice. Jeff, how about you? Who are you? How do we know each other? Spake. That's Jeff, everybody. Welcome.
I thought this was Justin.
No. Justin already went. Now it's your turn.
We take turns.
Well, there we go. My name is Jeff. I know these two bozos from, one since basically we were little, Eric, who's my cousin, and Justin since way back in high school time, I think, right? High school?
Was that after high school. We met
very
in college.
Late high school?
It was college. So at least we've known each other now for like 15 years, which is a long time.
It's a long time. So I've known these guys for quite a while. I'm big into, gaming, books, fantasy, high fantasy, anime, basically all geek culture. So I know more than both these two combined.
Nope.
So I'm really excited to do this and talk with these goofs about some, cool upcoming geek type things.
Excellent. Well, great intros, guys. Again, I'm Eric. I'll be the moderator tonight. As Jeff said, we're cousins. We've known each other for a very long time. We're the brightest of the bunch and the most respected members of our family. So if you're listening, hopefully you're not laughing at that. We mean business. We're big boys now. So like Jeff mentioned, we are interested in all the geek culture stuff. So this podcast is going to kind of center around the latest and greatest. What's going on? What movies are we watching? What games are we playing? Everyday kind of events, current events outside of politics. So if you're looking for politics, get the out of town. Jeff put a bleep in there in the editing room. We are excited to just kind of see where this thing goes, and it's going to be fun. We hope you make you laugh a little bit. And let's just kind of get started here. So October 1st, it's the start of Spooktober, one of my favorite months of the year.
Very excited.
Fall's in the air, the bonfire smells in the air. I think this was a great time for us to get started because it's kind of our busiest month, us three, where we hang out like pretty much every weekend doing spooky things. Justin, what do you think about that? I know you're a big autumn fan, not a fall fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this season. Audience refer to it as autumn over fall because I think there's more elegance to that. You will find out quickly that I will probably be the pretentious one of the bunch, although Jeff might come in a close second. He does like to wear scarves in summer for some odd reason. I don't never put my finger on that one yet, but no, super excited because we're going to get some spookiness. We're going to get some Huluween, some Halloween, some tricks, some treats, some Spriggans and all sorts of googly gobblers, and it's going to be like this year we need it.
Yeah, we definitely need it, which is why I'm really excited, because Halloween, most of the stuff that we do is pretty much outside, so it works well. One of the best parts of autumn, I guess, Justin, is going to farms, going to pumpkin patches, going to haunted trail rides, and bonfires. The bonfires are the huge thing, at least for me. I love a good bonfire. I think Eric have a pretty cool bonfire pit at his house as well. Kind of all these outdoor activities, but it's cooler. It's not as hot. and of course all the spookiness. So yeah. Decorating the house and making it look as spooky as possible, watching really bad horror flicks. This is the time of year. This is the best time of year.
Agreed. I think, you know, it's the best time of year. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to dial this back one notch, because some people might be thinking, what the heck is a side quest? Why is there a side quest podcast? So, Jeff, for the people out there that might not be aware, what is a side quest? What does it pertain? Why did we come up with that name? But ultimately, for the layman's terms, peoples out there, what is a side quest?
So basically, side quest is, you know, the biggest platform that it's used on is video games, particularly RPGs, which are role-playing games. It actually did start in books, I think back in the 70s or 80s. Justin, I'm not too sure, but those choose-your-own-adventure kind of books. But anyway, in games, such as most recent one, The Witcher or Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, is you make a character and you go and do these epic quests, and there's the main quest storyline. But then in a lot of RPGs, it's kind of a joke that there's a lot of side quests that come up on your main quest journey. So you're constantly getting sidetracked with these side quests, and before you know it, 10 hours went by and you've done nothing of the main quest. And you've picked up like 8 side quests. So that's basically what a side quest is. It's a side thing that has to do with the main quest, but not totally related, but still in the same realm.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great explanation. So for those of you that followed along, exactly what it is, I couldn't put it any more layman's terms than that. So you probably have to Google a few things Jeff said, but at the end of the day, we know we're going to go off on some side tangents, have a little bit of fun. We know there might be some other side quest podcasts out there, but they're shit. They're garbage, okay? So downvote them, upload us, like us, and help us grow this thing and to get to... I'm just going to throw our goal out there right now. Episode 1, 1 million followers. So we've set a goal.
It's a tall order.
It's a tall order, but we're going to make it happen. So one like at a time, downvote the other shit channels, and upvote us. Oh, by the way, Justin, what is the show rated for just the folks out there? Because I did just drop a few bombs.
I think that it's rated X for excellent.
Very nice. I like that. So if you're listening, we might have a little bit of potty mouth. So sorry, family members, but we're in our 30s and I think we're okay to say it now. So.
We're adults.
Yeah, we're adults.
We might not have acted, but
we're big boys. We're big boys. So, you know.
Poop, damn, fart.
There you go. Hashtag poop damn fart. And where you can find us, I'm just going to plug us right away because we've got it going on and all the social media. We got it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch, Discord. So come find us. We're at SideQuestPod. Come give us some likes. Come give us some love. Give us some feedback because we're gonna navigate these waters with you. So get your snorkel gear, get your tiki torch, and come with us down this adventure. So excellent, guys. I'm super excited. You know, I think what I'll do now that we know what a side quest is, I'll just kind of start us off on our first one. So first side quest of the episode, of the season, of the series. Obviously, COVID came and knocked the world over since last March. And one thing I've noticed myself doing more lately outside of just eating every 5 minutes because I get a little bit of hunger is I'm buying stupid shit off Amazon. Like, I find myself scrolling and finding just ridiculous stuff. I'm like, I know I don't need this, but I just want to spend some money and buy this. And so, first side quest question will go to the group. We'll start with Justin, but what's some stupid, unnecessary shit you bought off the internet? Because now we have so much more time on our hands that, I don't know, there's nothing better to do.
You know, I really don't have a good answer for that. I feel stupid for not. I feel like a jackass, but I know the last thing that we bought was a water filter. Excuse me.
There you go. Get it.
Where's
out.
The cough button? Yeah, sorry about that, audience.
No COVID. Get it off.
Everybody
the mic.
Has no COVID. No.
No COVID allowed.
But yeah, there's a water filter, which I think is stupid because I like to drink sink water.
Okay. That qualifies. I'll give it a thumbs up.
Well, thank you.
Jeff, how about you? What's some stupid, unnecessary shit you
bought? Yeah, I kind of went the opposite direction of Justin, and I bought a life-size, movie-grade Boba Fett. So COVID really hit my psyche pretty hard there, and I just went all out.
So where is this thing? Is it like in your room? Is in the
So right now it's sitting in my parents' family room, which they're not too happy about.
Oh yeah.
And needs to be transported down to the city here at some point. But as of right now, he's chilling out there, protecting the house with his jetpack and his blaster rifle and yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I think, and both of you have seen it, so you can attest to its greatness.
Yeah. It's
fantastic. It's a piece of art.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously, why did you buy it, Jeff? Tell the people out there why you bought this particular item.
Well, two reasons. I mean, the first reason, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So, second reason is I'm currently building my, I guess, battle room, battle station. Kind of my office here in the city. I have one of my spare rooms is kind of empty, so thought I'd just go all out, and he's part of that.
Excellent. Well, that is just fantastic. So I think what you got to do is take some pics, post it to our social medias, and let the people see what you're talking about, because I do recall it's a tall structure. It's a little bit spooky if it's a dark room and you walk in. He'll scare you a little bit. But
There's been many nights where I've come back from the bar or a friend's house, and he's there and scares the shit out of me because I forgot it's there.
Well, there you go. That's
now. What about you? How do you trump my Boba Fett in your spending?
Well, it's got to be up there. I mean, I guess technically now they're both Disney-related since, you know, Disney owns half the world and Star Wars. But I was scrolling through, like, Facebook and Instagram, and it knows I love Disney World. I'm a big Disney fan, and Jeff, I know you are as well. And Justin, I guess you're up there, probably not as big as us, but I know you enjoy going there. So I keep seeing these ads for the Disney World candles, like the smells of the rides and different parts of the
Now, we've
park.
Always talked about the smells, so explain the smells.
So the smells.
Because this is the thing you and I were on before we even knew websites were talking about it.
Yeah, so if you've ever been to Disney World, or probably Disneyland, but mostly Disney World, when you get there, when you enter the magical gates, you're going to smell just the smell of magic. So I can't tell you what it is, but if you go there and you smell the air, you know what it's like. The next biggest smell is the water. They got something in the water. I don't care if it's bad for me, but I just enjoy, if you go near Splash Mountain or you go on the Pirates of the Caribbean or any water ride at Disney World, you'll smell the water, and it just gets deep into your soul. It smells just different, unique, and it's like, wow, I'm home. I'm here. And so what this company has done, and they're called Magic Candle Company, and we'll tag them and post some pics. I'll post some pics of my purchases. But they got a number of different candles that basically they took the smell out of the park and put it into a candle. Now I burn it here in the basement while I work, and it's so good. The next one that I want to talk about is the Spaceship Earth. There's Rome burning. So if you've been through Spaceship Earth and you get that kind of fiery torch bonfire smell, oh my God, it's so good. So I could go on for hours.
Which ones did you get? Because I got a couple. Which ones did you get?
Yeah, so I got the Haunted one. I got the Splash Mountain one, Orange Fields. I got the Rome burning. And I got another one. I can't recall. I got like the pile over here on my desk, but yeah, I got like five of them in total. So I spent like $100 on candles on just one evening.
And they work.
They work.
The first night I got mine, I turned on the Pirate Run, and my entire place smelled like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's the last one I was thinking of, was the Pirates. So, yeah, so I recommend it. If you're a Disney World fan like we are, go check out that company and buy some stuff there. And, you know, hopefully they'll sponsor us all day, every day, and I'll get free candles. So that's the goal. On top of 1 million followers. So, awesome. Well, that's how I spent my COVID, just buying shit, Amazon packages. I know my wife has packages coming all the time, but that's our life now. So, it is what it is. Excellent, guys. Well, that was a great first side quest. Give yourselves a round of applause. That's what it's all about. You know, throughout the next upcoming episodes, you know, we're going to kind of dabble a little bit into various upcoming side quests that we know about. Some are going to be mystery side quests. Some we're hoping come from you. So if you have a question you want to ask us, let us know. It's very interactive. We plan on, you know, being out there and communicating with the world. We're not just going to post something and, you know, hope people listen and, you know, not take in any feedback or try to reach out to you. So we're excited to get to know you guys as well. So come join us on this journey. So guys, next topic. There's a lot of stuff coming out soon. This like third quarter here is insane for like geek culture. We got Mandalorian coming out. We got WandaVision. We've got new releases like Marvel Avengers, the video game, Cyberpunk 2077. We got the new Xbox coming out, the new PS5 coming out. I'm just curious, like, what are you guys most excited about in the upcoming months outside of obviously holidays and all that fun stuff? Justin, let's start with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched the trailer for WandaVision and I kind of not geeked out nearly as much as I wanted to over it. So I don't know if it was just me, but I think one, the title is stupid. And two, like, I really wonder where they're going with it. And if it does include like a meta play to the fact that this is Wanda's vision of the reality that's created after Vision himself dies, then it could be interesting. But I wasn't really necessarily getting that vibe. It was just seemed more of like a stuffy, just let's get this in and out real quick and let's try to make some money.
Yeah, good point. I think I do like the name. I mean, it's a clever name, even though it's like probably any 4-year-old could have come up with it. Like, hey, what's a good show with Wanda and Vision? What would you call it? WandaVision? But it's just weird that the last time we saw Vision, he was getting his, you know, forehead plucked out of his face and he's dead. So, Jeff, how are we going to come back and actually care about Vision again and what's going on? Like, are you excited about this show at all?
Well, I was hoping for, you know, the Loki trailer, but that we didn't get. I don't know too much about Scarlet Witch and Vision. I like them in the, you know, the Marvel movies. You know, from the weird stuff I've read on Wikipedia, she seems to have a very interesting type of power where she can basically just change reality the way she sees fit. So I think there's some cool, you know, stuff in there. My theory is after, you know, Vision dies in Endgame, spoilers, by the way. well, if you haven't seen it by now, it was like one of the biggest blockbuster moments.
It's your fault, people.
Yeah. That her latent power of reality warping or whatever, she basically loses it because he's dead and just creates realities where he's still alive, but kind of screws everything else up. Kind of like the idea of going back in time, but then any little thing you do can screw other things up. Just kind of like in the movie Back in Time, where Marty's just constantly trying to fix little shit to make sure everything goes back to normal.
I think it's
going to be something like that with more reality warping opposed to like time travel, which I think is kind of interesting. Opposed to the typical trope of time travel, this is something a little bit more unique that will have consequences for her.
Yeah. And I know just their timelines and all the shows and movies that they're trying to release, like, all got super jumbled. Like, Black Widow was supposed to come out back in May. Falcon and the Winter Soldier was actually supposed to come out in August. And then WandaVision was supposed to come out kind of around the same time it's going to. But it's weird now. I wonder how that's going to affect kind of the timeline, because for those that don't know me, which is everybody listening except maybe, no, everybody knows me because we don't have any fans yet. But when we get there and when you go back to this first episode, I'm a huge Marvel movie fan. I've never really collected the comic books the characters or action figures, but I'm a big fan of like the 23 movies that came out in the universe they built. So I'm curious to see how they're going to move forward with all the changes. And unfortunately, Chadwick Boseman passing away and all that stuff. So I wish Falcon and the Winter Soldier would have at least released this past fall again, but there must be some big nuggets in there that, you know, I don't know, are going to affect later movies. I don't know.
Yeah, I was reading something online recently that was talking about how there's going to be like some severe connections between that show and the Black Widow movie. So they have to jostle how they release everything that they're releasing, because maybe Taskmaster plays a factor, but after we would have already met him because the Black Widow movie takes place in the past, kind of a thing. So like, I don't know what to expect, but I'm more excited about that over WandaVision for sure. But, and like Jeff mentioned, the Loki show, when we get that, that's going to be a badass baller.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Loki, I'm really looking forward to that. He's one of my favorite characters in Marvel.
Yeah.
At least the Marvel cinematic universe.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm just excited. I think, you know, above nothing else, like 2021, it seems like they're going to try to publish as much as they can. So if we got to wait just a little bit longer to get like a huge bunch of releases in 2021, I guess I'll hang out a little bit longer. And, you know.
Well, they sure as hell are doing better than DC. So I have faith in them.
God.
That train wreck.
Well, if there's any DC fans listening, you know, our sympathies and hearts go out to you. I don't know what's going on there. Justin, any thoughts? Are they just missing the ball on writing? Are they just trying to rush stuff? Are you a fan of it? And we're just two against one here.
No, I'm definitely not a fan of it. So I'm different than you, Eric, right? I grew up in comics, and I grew up in DC Comics and Marvel Comics, and I had all the action figures, collected every edition I can get my hands on, trading cards, video games, cartoons, and anything and everything. I was that nerdy kid that smelled bad and was all things comics. Which, you know, now if I were a kid, I'd probably be popular when I was little, but not the case from when I was younger. So I did grow up fond of one of Jeff's favorite heroes, Superman. Go ahead and interject.
Yeah, right.
I was a fan of you know, his comics, and I like the fact of who he was, his origin, and what he was able to do. And but not recently in the movies. I think they've done a piss poor job of representing him. And I think the DC universe is just a clusterfuck that needs to be extinguished with a flamethrower.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I'm kind of getting excited about is the new Matt Reeves Batman with Pattinson, Mr. Twilight himself, taking the reins. I think it's just from what I saw in the teaser, even though they only shot like 25% of the movie before releasing that, that it's going to be a different vibe, you know, more like detective noir type of a Batman, which we haven't really seen before. It's, you know, I know we grew
it's
up.
It's weird.
On the...
They seem to only be able to do well with Batman.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, if that was just director, you know, I mean, Christopher Nolan, obviously, who's an incredible director compared to, I'm not sure what's the guy who's doing the new stuff?
Matt Reeves.
No, he did Justice League and
Zack
he's
Snyder.
The guy who's basically ruining Zack it Snyder, all, I yeah. think. But they just keep giving him more work. It's like, here you go.
Yeah, and now he's doing that like 4-hour release for HBO Max. I don't know when that's coming out. I think it might be this holiday season, but I just couldn't really care, because I don't know how you take a piece of shit and try to shine it down to turn it into gold. I don't know. Is that possible, Justin?
No, it's not possible. At the end of the day, it's still a piece of shit. And, you know, you may have seen Fleen Machine himself actually tweeted something funny earlier in the week. And he was kind of like, what was the last movie that you shut off, that you walked out of, that you couldn't finish? And Batman vs. Superman was the last movie that I remember just investing 45 minutes of my time and just being like, this is horrible. This is just horrendous. Like, this is shit.
That was
really bad.
That was Aquaman for us. I really, really tried. I don't often shut movies off, like maybe only a couple times.
That was the only one I liked.
Really? I couldn't get into it.
I thought it just really took into the fact that this is a comic book character, and they just kind of went with it. I think that's the best thing they've made so far.
I think, well, they were just trying to make Aquaman this badass, like, you know, what's his name? Jason Momoa, Mr. Game of Thrones,
Dothraki. Who started with Stargate Atlantis, and he was awesome in it.
Right, but you can't just, like, have this badass swoop in, like, hey guys, I'm from the water, I talk to fish, what's up? Let's take 5 shots of whiskey and go cruise around on my seahorse, you know? I don't know, I just couldn't get into it, and then Willem Dafoe popped up, and I'm like, okay, of course he's in it. I don't know. I'll give it another shot, but honestly, I tried. I couldn't. So, if Jason Momoa, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Our one and only listener.
Congrats to you for even trying. I saw that and just it was a hard pass. It was a right away. I know. I'm like,
yeah.
And it just anytime I think of Aquaman now, I just think of that Family Guy skit where Aquaman's underwater and he's just like,
take that,
go fish.
Yeah. And he's and they run out to the beach and he like can't chase him out onto the land.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right, guys, next question. So we talked a little bit about Marvel and all that fun stuff, but I think I know the answer to this. We're all going to say it on three, but Xbox or PlayStation 5. Not that we're going to get it, but if you wanted to buy it, which one would you choose? One, two, three. Xbox.
PC.
Well, oh, God.
that wasn't an option.
It was not an option. But Jeff, I know you own both, right? Every time I come over, I see the PlayStation sitting there and the Xbox.
And the problem is, I don't like Xbox. I think PlayStation is better. They have better games. The UI is better. Just everything about them is better for gaming. The reason I have the dumb Xbox is because some of my dumb friends, like the both of you, have an Xbox, so if we ever want to play anything together, I can't play it with you on the PlayStation. Now, I'm hoping that changes this go around with Justin talking more about getting the PS5 than the Xbox, but we'll see.
Well,
yeah, we've always wanted both systems. You know, we want to be a two-system household for sure, so I'm not against it. I was always PlayStation growing up ever since PS1 and 2 and 3, and then only switched to Xbox like in 2006 or 7, somewhere in there. But, you know, my heart, obviously, as you know, goes all the way back to Final Fantasy and everything that Sony's done with that platform and that game and those games. And I know you can play them on Xbox, but they'll always be PlayStation will always be Final Fantasy 7 to me.
Yeah. Well, my biggest thing is I can't get away from the Xbox controller. It just fits my hands perfectly. Just all the buttons. It's, I don't know, something happened between PlayStation 2 and then I think it was like my high school graduation party. Jeff, I don't know if it was you or somebody, but y'all like pitched in and got me a 360 and then that was it. That was rest in peace PlayStation for me. The controller's key for me.
It's all Jeff's fault.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Obama. Thanks, COVID. Awesome, guys. Well, this was a pleasure talking to you. Wow, look at us now. We got a podcast. We got our first episode. We've talked all things so far that we wanted to talk about. Look at us. Hey, Dad. Hey, Ma. Hey, everybody listening. Give us a shout out. Give us a like. We've got a lot of cool things coming up this Spooktober that you should be on the lookout for. So we're really going to try to get out there and be active. So we're going to have some days where we're doing some Twitch streaming together. So come join us on that. We're going to be looking at like our top five list of horror slasher movies, talking about the latest games, shows, and movies. We're going to try to do a movie review with Justin because his podcast, the Back in Time podcast, that's what they do week in and week out. So we want to bring a little bit of that pizzazz to our show at some point this month. So guys, I guess we'll leave it with, you know, what are you guys most excited about this upcoming month, about future episodes? Tell the people why they should come back and beg them. And thanks, Claudia, for always coming back.
Claudia's not an all-time listener. She'll only come to episodes that she's interested in, and she'll tell you when she's not interested.
Yeah, I think you're going to lose her at the side quest definition.
You're going to lose her at the second episode.
But no, I mean, you've done a great job moderating, Eric. If I was wearing a hat, it would be tipped off to you for your moderation skills. October, like we've mentioned, is a fantastic month, audience. So stick around and check out some of what we're going to do. We're going to talk a lot of things, spooky, scary movies and practical things like, as Jeff mentioned, farms and bonfires and, you know, all that good pumpkin spice latte loving stuff that us white people like to do.
Nice. Jeff, what are you most excited about coming up?
Yeah, I'm excited. Honestly, I'm excited to hang out with you guys. I know in October, we all tend to hang out pretty much, like you said, every weekend. So looking forward to that, having some good pumpkin beer, because it's that time of year. You can get pumpkin beer, Oktoberfest beer. So that's always a tasty treat on the weekends. Hitting up, you know, some farms and some haunted trail rides and things like that. So I'm very excited about this month. This is like my favorite month of the year. And it's fun to get to enjoy it with friends.
Very nice. Well, there you have it, folks. We hope you enjoyed our very first episode. Again, you can find us on all social media platforms at SideQuestPod. We're going to spam the shit out of you. So even if you don't want to see it, we're going to be that person on Facebook and Instagram. So we're going to post a lot of fun pictures. We hope you guys get involved as well. Let us know what you think. So yeah, be sure to subscribe, turn on notifications, catch all the latest episodes, and we will see you next time. So thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.